Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Producer Dan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, bud.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ready for it?
Ready for what?
Bam, bam, bam. Are you ready for
it? Ready for this mouse that got in my house. That's what I'm ready for.
Oh, yeah? More problems?
Oh, yeah. We saw him last night.
You saw him for real?
Yeah.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
He's in there.
Right.
I grabbed a frying pan.
No.
And I was like, I'm going to mash this thing's head in.
No, you're not.
With the frying pan, you were not that quick.
Mm-mm. No.
They're fast.
And I gave Kaylee a broom. I was like, if you see it, attack. She was like, what?
So.
Has it touched off any of your traps at all?
No, not a thing. It must be allergic to peanut butter.
I'm gonna give you a different trap. I think you should get because they worked for me, and dog food is what I used.
We were watching Welcome to Derry at like 9 o'clock last night, and then
that'll
do it.
She's like, oh my god! I was like, this isn't even a scary part. She's like, no, the mouse. And we see him just scurrying. He's a tiny little guy.
Yeah, they're little.
He's
yeah.
a tiny little guy.
Yeah.
And I read they can fit through like dime-sized holes.
Oh, so.
And I was like, how am I going to patch up like.
Here's how. So look around your baseboards and such.
Mm-hmm.
Behind your refrigerator, your stove, and anything that has like something that goes outside, like for venting. And then what you have to do is go buy some steel wool. Real steel wool. Not steel wool pads. Like real honest steel wool, which feels gross. And tuck it into mm-hmm. all of it. They don't like the way it feels. They don't like the way it touches. And that will help a lot.
How many mice do you think you've killed over the years?
Yes.
So we had it. We had the door to the bathroom shut, which I think is where he will like sneak in and out. I think that's his like entry point into our apartment.
Right.
But I could be completely wrong. This is just me guessing.
Because there's pipes that go out, so that would be a good place to look.
And they're doing the apartment below us over,
that's
so there's
it.
Like construction.
That's so why. That's
yeah.
so why.
So now the mouse is just here.
And if you look for like their droppings and such.
Yeah, there's been zero droppings.
That's
it's very smart.
Then he's not spending a lot of time there, which is good.
So, but we see him like he ran by my shoe rack and then he went to go into the bathroom. We had the door shut. Now he didn't know what to do. So he scurried into our room. And I was like, I'm gonna kill him now. I got him cornered.
No,
so I'm running around the room shirtless with a frying pan.
Dan!
And he disappeared into thin air. He's like Houdini.
They do that.
And I was like, there's only so many corners in this room. Where are you hiding?
Wherever he wants.
Unless he went through like the heater or what.
He can flatten himself out.
Mm-hmm.
They're magicians.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
I didn't know they could sneak under doors. Their bones, their jello.
They hardly have any bones, yeah. They're teeny.
Who invented these things?
The universe.
Get out of my house. You pay zero rent. Get out. I couldn't catch him. He disappeared.
No, you can't catch him. You couldn't catch him on a good day. You couldn't catch him if you were Usain Bolt.
So then we changed the mouse traps and we put a little mouse. We left the door to the bathroom where we think he's coming in and out. Just open a tiny little crack. And in that tiny little crack is the mouse trap.
Good.
And
smart.
Kaylee was like, this is it. This is going to get him. I woke up this morning and it almost got me.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get the mouse. I was like, oh yeah, the mouse trap's right at the door. I'm going to step on one of these things before he does. I know it.
Dan is living a real life Tom and Jerry episode.
I can't get this thing out.
Yeah, it's wild.
Kaylee feels very vindicated.
He's living behind the wall watching TV, eating your cheese.
Yeah, I put a camera on him because I knew exactly where they were coming out so I could look at him at night.
Yeah.
And they have little beady eyes. And then snap. And then I would leave it there so the others knew.
Like a head on a stick, like a medieval pike.
I sure as hell did.
Dan, a text from the 978. Slim Jims. Our custodian said they like Slim Jims.
Yeah.
I like Slim Jims.
It's so weird, though, because like none of our wires are being chewed or like there's not
they
like.
They don't do that.
There's not like boxes of food aren't being gnawed on.
That's different.
We're just seeing him.
But maybe because
like he's just
so much
hanging out.
Construction downstairs, so they're being pushed up.
You're nice people.
We're on the third floor. How do you even get up here?
There are mice.
Were you scurrying up pipes?
Yes.
Dan, you have
they
almost five stars on Uber. You're a nice guy.
Why? It's very warm up there. The heat is always at like 7.
Another text from the 978 down. Dan, sounds like you need a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trust
dun,
me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Trust me, it's going to be a tough one for me to fight at this point.
Oh, you're not fighting it anymore.
It's...
You're getting one today. After the episode last night.
And I'm leaving on a jet plane tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So now Kaylee's freaking out because it's just going to be her and Feifel in the apartment alone.
Oh.
Like, you know, give her the frying pan, which are the best.
Mint. They hate mint.
Mm.
Go get some mint tea bags and hang them about.
It's just.
Or some mint essential oils.
Did you name the... Mouse, you haven't given a little name yet?
Feifel, he said.
Yeah. Well, Kaylee was calling him Mickey, and I think last night she switched to Stuart Little. we're still workshopping it.
Okay.
I like all right.
We're hoping he's not around long enough that we have to name him, but she was softening on him last night. Because she's like coming to, she's like, I've been dealing with this a week. It's like, he's kind of cute. He's a little baby.
Why don't you get a little glass thing and you keep him like a hamster?
No.
You get him a wheel? You can.
No.
Let him watch TV with you guys?
No.
I want to smush his brains and get him out of my house.
You invite one, then he invites his friends, and they told two friends, and they told two friends, and it's all over.
As soon as I saw him, I immediately switched into like war games. I was like, this.
putting,
I was like, not up in here!
Eye black on.
Let go!
We must let the games begin! But he won. He won. I'm not fast enough. And he disappeared. I don't even know where he's hiding. Him and his jello bones. I'm screwed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And today, the Good Vibe Tribe is all about you being a part of our show. I was trying to think about what we did around this time every morning before the Good Vibe Tribe came along, because I don't remember it. But I do remember all of the stories that we now get to hear every day during the Good Vibe Tribe. And you listening to this show have done so many wonderful things in 2025. We just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that, because we set out on these adventures, but if you're not a part of that, we don't get any of this done.
Yeah, you don't share your successes and your new businesses and your awards and your things and your fundraising for other people, which is what most of the Good Vibe Tribe is about. Like, that's it, kids. That's it.
Or the battles that you're facing and where people are helping you overcome, either financially or emotionally or spiritually.
Right. Are there any that stand out to you guys from the Good Vibe Tribe over the course of this year?
For me, it's the woman who ran
seven marathons
in a week on seven different continents.
That was an incredible story.
And it was all to raise money for an organization called Shatterproof, which helps fight addiction, because she lost her daughter.
Right.
And she's like a woman in her 60s who just did this incredible feat, all because she wanted to help raise money for her daughter. That's the one that sticks out to me.
All of our charity marathon runners, so many of those who are running, you know, 26.2 miles to help other people. Is remarkable.
The ones that always stand out to me are the ones that are, obviously because it's close to my heart being a veteran, are all the different veterans organizations that we've had on the show over the past year and what they are doing in different ways, and a lot of it trying to help with mental health, which has just been fantastic. So to hear those stories. And
everybody who helps animals, full stop.
Yep.
Chickens, dogs, pigs, we've done it.
We've helped people get service dogs this year. Like, we've done a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And then also, you know, if you helped out with our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, we hit our goal again this year. Somebody texted me yesterday and was like, hey, what was the total? What was the total? 10,584 we ended up collecting, donating to Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Yeah, I had a meeting yesterday with the CEO of Samaritans. We had lunch together just to catch up. And, you know, she was just so grateful. You know, mm-hmm. we were talking about how 2 years ago when we wanted to start it, we were like, oh, maybe $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's over, what? So it was 50 and 72 or something?
I was going to say the 2 years is over 100 yeah. something thousand.
I mean, that's all because of you guys. I didn't do anything except walk. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's... Like, they're so close to their... They had a goal this year of $26 million, and they are, like...
Are they?
Half a million away. Mm, like,
that's incredible.
Just this close! And we were part of that, and mm-hmm. I'm really, really grateful to all of you.
The Valentine's for Veterans.
Can't wait to do that next year. Woo, yes, child, that was so fun.
A big one as well. So, again, we just wanted to say thank you. You are a big part of what we do every day. You're a big part of... You are.
You are.
You are the reason for our success.
Or just be three lunatics in a room talking to ourselves.
We can pay rent because of you, and I'm grateful.
No, it's true. We picked up some pretty incredible awards this year, from the Crystal Award for Public Service, the Marconi for Radio Station of the Year, the Massachusetts Broadcasters Award for Station of the Year. And all of those things are in direct correlation to you listening and being a part and sharing with our show every day. Yeah. And we just wanted to take a moment and say thank you. You are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Drive.
Woo!
Even if we don't know who you are, we love you.
We know you.
Yes, we know you. We know you. Actually, we can see you through your radio. We've never told you that before.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Congratulations are in order for Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt now that their baby girl has been born. They announced the baby's name in a sweet Instagram post, revealing her name to be Scotty Rose Hewitt Davidson. Hewitt wrote, "My best work yet. I'm absolutely overflowing with love and gratitude and disbelief." While Davidson said, "Wu-Tang forever."
Both very apt responses.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yep.
She's adorable. You know, her face is covered with a little bit of an emoji, but, you know, cute baby with the big bow thing that they put on their heads.
Right. Yeah, babies are cool.
Scotty's name honors Pete's father, Scott, who passed away during the September 11th attacks, as you'll recall. And so I think that that's really wonderful.
Good for Pete, man.
I know.
He's come a long way. He's done a lot of work on himself.
He really has, Dan. I concur.
I'm happy for him.
Kristen Cabot, the 53-year-old mom of two, broke her silence in interviews published on Thursday, months after her 16-second public display of affection with her then-boss, astronomer CEO Andy Byron, left her a meme and, quote, unemployable. She said in an interview with the New York Times, "I made a bad decision. I had a couple of high noons. I danced. I acted inappropriately with my boss." She admitted that he was her big happy crush. She said, "It's not nothing. I took accountability. I gave up my career. That's the price I chose to pay." She insisted that the backlash was unwarranted. She said, "I could have been struck by lightning. I could have won the lottery. Or this could have happened. But I'm not some celebrity. I'm just a mom from New Hampshire. Even if I did have an affair, it's not anybody's business. It has been like a scarlet letter. Mm-hmm. People erased everything I'd accomplished in my life and achieved in my career. This can't be the final word."
Yeah.
She said, at that point, she and her then boss were amicably separated from their respective spouses when they decided to attend the concert together with her friends. She said, "I wanted to put on a cute outfit, go out and dance and have a great night. And that's how it was tracking. And some inside part of my brain must have been jumping up and down, waving its arms saying, don't do this. But she was there. She was with her friends. She was in the moment. She was on top of the world. And the next thing you know, they're sitting in the back of the stadium at the opposite end of the stage in the pitch black, feeling anonymous in an arena full of 60,000 people. We were just dancing. I had a few high noons. Andy was standing behind me. We were just dancing, and I grabbed him. I didn't even hear the announcement that the Jumbotron was coming. So suddenly, I just see a sunscreen." However, she knew ahead of time that her soon-to-be ex-husband was also at the concert. My immediate reaction was, whoops, Andrew's here. We were in the middle of an incredibly and amazingly amicable separation. I was worried that I would embarrass him. He's a good guy and he didn't deserve it.
Wow.
Then a beat later, my mind turns to, oh my God, Andy's my boss. That's a bad look. Boston's not a big town. And while it wasn't an astronomer event or anything like that, there could have been investors and other staff there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on that. And then she decided to go in on Gwyneth Paltrow, which I think of all people to be mad at. Because if you'll recall, Gwyneth did that kind of funny tongue-in-cheek PSA for astronomer. You know, and she
right
did not
after.
Mention any of this. Like, you know, they were like, it was, you know, when people put a question up in the little box and you're
right.
going to answer the question. And instead, she said, we're actually hiring and here's what we do. She said, I was such a fan of her company, which seemed to be about uplifting women. And then she did this. I thought, how dare she? After the beating she got for all the conscious uncoupling stuff, what a hypocrite.
What a tough position to be in.
The whole thing sucks.
That, you know, you go from nobody knows your name to the entire country knows your name in the blink of an eye and all of the judgment that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she said she was getting death threats. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was infidelity at the end
Hardly
of the day.
Hardly even. They were separated.
Right.
Everybody knew.
Sure.
Everybody was in on it.
So,
it's not
yeah, probably not even infidelity. Just,
nope, it was not.
It was just a little canoodling.
I'm still not sure if the CEO and his wife were already separated.
No,
at
they
that
totally
time.
Were. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, whatever.
I've talked to people on the inside, Dan, and they tell me they were definitely separated.
Yeah, they were. They were living in different places. Well, anyway, who cares? Yeah. But anyway, there's that. And Taylor Swift was spotted attending Travis Kelce's high school football reunion.
No.
What a time to be alive, people.
Stop.
Yep. It was the Villa Angela St. Joseph High School football team reunion. There was a picture taken in Kansas City, captioned, what a blessing this weekend, watching and getting to spend time with Travis and his family and six former players. It was amazing. The post continued with, they're all doing great in life. Anyone who doubted Travis has been proven wrong. So proud of him and his future. So all of the pictures they were posting were, you know, Travis, the other football players, the coaches or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who was there, like, literally took a picture and you can see she's like trying to, like, not be a part of it, you know, stay away from it because this is his moment. This is his thing with his boys.
Right.
And like, she's just sitting in a corner and someone got a little picture of her head.
Yeah.
So any event, can you imagine your high school reunion or whatever reunion and just Taylor Swift there? What a time to be alive.
It's kind of cool.
Chris right. Evans went to his 30-year reunion in Sudbury
mm-hmm.
and he wore a little name tag and said, hi, my name's Chris. And this was right after Avengers Endgame came out, which is the biggest movie of all time.
Right.
It's like, they know Captain America.
But I think he's just trying to be the yeah. humble king that we know that he is.
I'd have worn my full outfit and shield. So what have you been up to since high school?
Saving the world. No big
yeah.
deal.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I play Nickelback records.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Melanie from Hyde Park.
Hi, Melanie.
Why, hello.
Melanie is sick. She's a teacher and the kids at school.
Oh, they got you right before Christmas break?
Oh, those little imps. Yes, they did.
Those little Petri dishes.
Melanie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank y'all.
Sounding a lot like one of the sisters from The Simpsons.
Really? I was thinking more Harvey Firestein.
That's pretty good, too. Five pop culture Thank trivia you. Questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, of course, that is a loss for you. She's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Did you know that Katie Holmes was originally supposed to co-star with Will Ferrell in Elf? When she backed out, this actress got the part instead. Who is she?
Zooey Deschanel.
Pete Davidson is a new dad. He and his girlfriend welcomed a baby girl, Scotty Rose Hewitt Davidson. The baby's named Scotty after Pete's dad, who tragically passed away when?
Oh, on 9/11.
Question number three. The former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, is one of those people who has a birthday that falls directly on Christmas Day. Who is he dating?
inexplicably Katy Perry.
I like Melanie a lot. We might have to keep her phone number as a fill-in when Kennedy's out. Question number four. It's less than a week until Christmas. In this classic Christmas song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which dessert gets mentioned in the verse?
At the Christmas party, have everyone there. Christmas party hopping. A candy cane.
Question number five. Jelly Roll has been officially pardoned by Governor Bill Lee for past robbery and drug felonies. The governor called Jelly's journey, quote, a redemptive, powerful story. Which state is Jelly Roll from where he needed to be pardoned?
Oh, no. Governor Lee? Tennessee?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Melanie, are you still working today even though you're sick?
Yes, I am. But am I teaching? No, I'm not.
Watching Home Alone 2?
if that feels like more effort than I'm willing to put in. I'm just going to watch them.
Amazing.
Kennedy, Melanie got 4 out of 5.
Well done, man. Let's go.
That's awesome.
I think Melanie is our new fill-in guest co-host if you're out.
Anytime.
These are tough. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Katie Holmes was originally supposed to co-star with Will Ferrell in Elf? When she backed out, this actress got the part.
Zooey Deschanel.
Tied at 1. Pete Davidson is a new dad. He and his girlfriend welcomed a baby girl, Scotty Rose Hewitt Davidson. The baby's name Scotty, after Pete's dad, who tragically passed away when?
September 11th.
Yeah. He was a firefighter after the 9/11 terror attacks. Tied at 2. Former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, is one of those people who has a birthday that falls directly on Christmas.
I bet he got screwed on gifts his whole life.
Who is Justin currently dating?
Katy Perry.
My brother, T, his is December 30th, and he always got hosed.
Yeah, I have a sister that's in that area, too.
3-3, question number 4. It's less than a week until Christmas. In the classic Christmas song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which dessert gets mentioned in the verse?
Pumpkin pie?
Good pull.
4-3, question number 5. Jelly Roll has been officially pardoned by Governor Bill Lee for past robbery and drug felonies. The governor calls Jelly's journey, quote, a redemptive, powerful story. Which state is Jelly Roll from where he needed to be pardoned?
Tennessee.
You're the only 10 I see.
Oh, I knew you could not do it.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melody, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to go see Avatar, Fire and Ash. Avatar, okay. The world of Avatar will change forever in December. Avatar, Fire and Ash in theaters everywhere starting today. Plus, you're in the running for that $600 gift card that we will give away later today, okay?
Yay!
All right. Well, we
feel
hope you
feel better.
Yeah, I hope you feel better. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melanie from Hyde Park, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I feel like I need to go make some tea.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We'd like to wrap up the year with the Carson and Kennedy AMA.
Carson and Kennedy, ask me anything. It's the K&K AMA.
617-655-1234. Call, text, DM, social media, whatever. There, you have a burning question about the show, about Kennedy's dating life. Nah. Now it's
just, so we're a couple texts about your dating life.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of those, I'm sure. All right, again, 617-655-1234. Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's your AMA?
I want to know what happened to War of the Roses.
Oh.
It's a fair question.
That is a fair... Well, you know what the problem was? Everybody was cheating. It lost its surprise.
Everybody in the city of Boston is now faithful because of War of the Roses. We did it.
It turns out ruining lives with roses before 8 a.m. doesn't track with our values.
It made me feel bad, if you want to know the honest truth. It made me feel bad.
Like, it was very popular and it got good ratings, but we didn't feel good doing it.
Right.
That's what happened to it.
There you go. Thank you, Heather. Have a great, great holiday. Jen is from Raleigh. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys. I just want to know, it's been bothering me for years, and maybe you said it, but I missed it. What happened with the Can't Beat Kennedy jingle where you weren't allowed to play it originally, but I notice now you still do?
We get
what
this
happened?
One every year.
We won!
For like 10 years we've been getting this one.
We beat the man!
So, if memory serves me correctly, I did reveal on the air at some point what it was.
I must have missed it because I
You kept the volume down.
Yeah, but that was during the segment. We've done it in AMAs like every year.
So I've said it on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it was a suit that got involved, and it turned out that it was the suit's, I think, wife or girlfriend or something, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, big executive's wife hated the jingle.
Hated the jingle and was like, it's stupid, it's cheesy, I don't like it. And then the suit got involved, and then, you know... You know, me specifically, I started to puff up my chest. They started to puff up their chest, and next thing you know, the jingle's gone. And then that executive doesn't work here anymore.
Well, perfect. I mean, I like the creative, you know, new additions, but the classic, you can't beat it.
Now you know. That's funny. That comes up every year. Let's see. Colleen is from New Jersey. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
What's going on? What's your AMA for this morning?
How does it work with different shows and different markets kind of borrowing ideas? Because I listen to you all streaming, but I hear a version of Can't Beat Kennedy from New York, a version of a parody from Philly. Do you all borrow from each other? How does that work?
So if you want to know the story, back many, 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 many years ago, Kennedy was hosting all of us at our house for Christmas, and we played Trivial Pursuit, and Kennedy smoked all of our asses at Trivial Pursuit. It wasn't even fun, Dan. Mm-hmm. She had 6 pie pieces. I think the rest of us had like 1. And so when we got to Boston, we started talking about, was there a way to incorporate Kennedy's amazing knowledge? You know, Kennedy tried out for Jeopardy. I thought it was Jeopardy or Rock and Roll Jeopardy. There was some game show that you tried out for.
No, we talked about it, but I never did.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we were trying to find a way to do that with the show, and somebody suggested doing a trivia contest with Kennedy. They had heard this game.
Our masterful consultant. It was his idea.
Yeah. And so Kennedy came up with the idea. He's like, well, why don't we do something called Can't Beat Kennedy? Mm-hmm. which we were just like, oh my God, that's amazing. Everywhere else you hear it, they have stolen that from us. And we,
I assumed it was all yours.
We have tracked it to probably 60 different radio stations now.
That said, the parody of which you speak, yeah, I've seen it. I thought it was a really good idea.
The parody of it? What is that?
The one she was talking about. There's a kid, there's a guy in, what is it, Philly, Pennsylvania, somewhere?
Philly.
Yeah. And he sort of does something along the same lines that I do in terms of the Impossible parody. It's a little different.
Oh, okay.
But the vibe is sort of the same.
Oh, I
gotcha.
You know,
like coming up with an idea for a song. But he does his like every day.
Oh, really?
And I love to write parodies, and I've been writing them here forever. We just never put like two and two together. Mm-hmm. But so we fashion, you know, you take, just like everything in life, you sort of see something that looks cool and interesting, and you're like, mm-hmm. how can we make it fit for us? But yeah, I think there's a lot of borrowing and stuff that goes around.
To answer your question,
but it's not
there's
bad.
A ton of borrowing in radio.
But I think that's like that in any business. Right.
Yeah, there's even websites where radio people get together and share ideas.
Right. Yep.
Like, this worked great for me out in San Diego. Maybe it'll work for you here.
I've always said with Campy Kennedy, you know, the original game to me was Win Ben Stein's Money. Like, he had that TV show, and it was the same thing where you would compete against Ben Stein to try and get more right than he did, and you'd win cash.
Howard Stern playing against Fred. That was it.
Yeah, Win Fred's Money, too, was another one. All right, well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now I've run out of time, and we have some more. So, B-side, don't hang up. The lines are lit, as
Yay!
They say, Kennedy. Litty city up in here. For the Carson Kennedy AMA, you can call, text, DM, anywhere on social media. You have a question for the show that you it has been in your like in your crawl for years, and you're like, I need to know what happened here. 617-655-1234. We'll do more of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, ask me anything. It's the K&K AMA.
617-655-1234. Call or text. You have a question about anything from the show that you need answered. B-side from Gloucester. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays, guys.
You too, huh?
You as well.
So I want to know, what song makes you immediately, like, the first note, you're like, headphones off, I'm out.
I know what dance is.
I have three immediately.
Really, three?
Yeah.
Okay, I think one of them I know. Can I guess?
I'm sure. Yeah, go.
Teddy Swims.
I'll Lose Control. Yeah, it's anything that we've played for a year straight every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I feel like it changes every 6 months.
Espresso, Lose Control, Pink Pony Club most recently.
What Shallow. About, I'll Walk Out the Door for Shallow.
What about an old song?
And
though?
Fast Car. Either of those two.
Oh, Fast Car is one
Shallow,
for you?
I'll Walk Out the Door.
Yeah, I try and delete those when they come up on the playlist in the morning show because I know Kennedy. There's one that comes up on our show every once in a while that I absolutely delete that it doesn't get on the air most times.
Oh, I bet I can guess.
Which one?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
That's like a 5-minute song and we ain't got time for
what
that.
What is it called again? What's the name of that song?
All of them.
Yeah. No.
Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Don't Want to Miss a Thing. That's the one. Yes, that's the one. B-side.
Carson has a vendetta against Steven Tyler.
I can't with that song. Well, thank you. We hope you have a great holiday.
We appreciate
okay?
you, B-side.
You
Thanks
as
for being
well.
Part of the family.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right. Love you too. Let's see here. Eileen is from Waltham. Good morning, Eileen. Welcome to our AMA. What do you got?
Good morning. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. So I'm just curious. I remember when Annie left the show, and I really loved Annie. And you guys did these tryouts, and I believe you narrowed it down to three for someone who was going to fill Annie's place. And then I am a teacher, so I was not listening over the summer. And then you never filled the spot for Annie. There was no one to fill it, but... I'm wondering what happened with that.
The man.
The budget. The budget got pulled. Simple answer.
But at the last minute. Yeah. So I want to be super clear in that we went into that firmly believing we were going to hire someone.
Right.
This was not a bit.
Yeah.
We were not playing with people's hearts or emotions because when it happened, it got kind of nasty.
Yeah.
And people were mad at us.
And I just want to be as clear as I can be that this was not a decision we made. And we were brought, the day we were to make the decision, we were brought to our boss's office and told that the money just simply wasn't there.
Oh, no.
And we had somebody picked.
Yeah. And we had to call them and we were all crying. And it was just, an awful thing. Although all three of them are in such amazing places right now that I think that the universe meant for them to go somewhere else anyway. Because they are thriving.
But it would have been cool if they told us about the budget before we did it.
Well, to be fair, they didn't know either. They, you know, they got called from
corporate. It was a trickle down.
You know, it was up on high and then passed down and passed down. So
now you know.
Yeah. Now you know. Okay. Budgets.
Thank you.
Budgets. We ain't got no money.
I understand budgets. All right. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eileen. Have a good holiday. All right. Let's see. Kyle is from Weymouth. What is your AMA, Kyle?
I want to know what your most embarrassing moment on the air is.
Every day?
Taking a pie to the face wasn't fun. a recent one from this year.
I have one.
That'll do it.
Okay.
I'll open the door to my personal life a little bit
Okay.
So the one that immediately jumps out is when Kaylee and I first started dating. It was like 3 or 4 months in.
Yeah.
And I had just got out of a real bad breakup.
Uh-huh.
And I accidentally called her my ex's name on the air.
Oh, I do remember that.
And I didn't even realize it happened, but so many people started texting in. I was like, oh, crap. And she was listening, and she heard it. And it made it super awkward, and we got into like a tiff.
Right.
And we almost broke up like 3 months into our relationship.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. It's tough.
So that was one that I wish I could have took back.
Sure. Kennedy?
We're fine now.
I regret nothing.
No?
I can't. I don't know. Not really. I mean, I don't know.
Most embarrassing moment. To be honest with you,
I just feel like everything we do is kind of embarrassing.
Oh, come on,
anyway.
I did one.
You did.
What is mine? Like, can you think? I can't. It's not a good or a bad thing, or like I'm better or whatever. Yeah. By
to be
any
honest
stretch
with you, Dan, I just my list is so long, I can't narrow it down to just one. I put my foot in my mouth on the daily.
Like every time that I don't load in something right to the system, it makes me feel like terrible. Feel like an absolute idiot who can't do my job.
Thank you, Kyle. Matt is from Fitchburg. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
Good. What do you have for the AMA?
So there was a segment the guys did for a while, and I absolutely loved this piece of me and my coworker. Brought us hours of joy.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that you guys are going to be repeating County Madness?
Oh, Townie Madness was good.
Yes, that was my brainchild that I'm very, very proud of.
Kennedy, you want to explain Townie Madness real quick for
people
that don't remember?
So every year in March, we try and do something around the whole March Madness of it all, you know, just to have some kind of brackety thing. And that's what we chose to do, was who had the best Boston accent.
That was so good.
But those are usually one-offs.
Yeah. It's a one and done. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll hear it over the holidays. We'll be playing in our best of for the holidays, Dan?
Yes. Actually, yes.
It is?
I put it in there.
Okay. So
it was like a month-long thing, so maybe pieces of it.
It's just the winners.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kennedy, there's been a lot of texts for this one, for this AMA, for this question for the AMA.
Mm-hmm.
Will you reveal Mr. X?
Will I reveal him? What does that mean?
Yeah.
His identity.
Will you reveal his identity?
I've never revealed the identity of any of my ex-boyfriends. I would never.
Well, a lot of people are asking what happened as well.
Oh, well, we got to a point that I needed something from that relationship that he could not provide. And so I no longer wanted to stay in that relationship if that couldn't be provided to me. So we're still friends. We still talk. I love him to pieces, but I need what I need, and I am not going to not do that. I'm too old, and I just am, no.
Are you going to jump back in the dating scene in 2026?
Nah, I'm good.
You're hanging your jersey up in the rafters?
No,
retired?
If it comes, it comes. Like, I'm just not even trying to... No.
Not even think about it.
Exhausting. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
So,
I want to address one. I saw a couple in here that asked about this, and this has been actually weighing on my mind recently, asking about the Unfiltered After Show podcast. And, you know, it went away. It went away right around the time Annie left the show. To be honest with you, it was me that kind of led the charge to drop it. I was butthurt about that whole situation and then not being able to hire a new person. And I was just like, I'm tired of us doing more work with less people. And so...
Yeah, I mean, it was better with four people. It was better with more voices. We're sitting here talking to you all day already. Like, you know what I mean?
But I did enjoy doing it because it gave us a chance to talk about some things that we don't get to talk about on the show.
And we could curse. I really like that.
So I was going to ask you two, would you be interested in maybe bringing it back in 2026?
Way to bring it up on the air. No. My answer is no.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Tasha from Littleton.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000 this morning, Tasha.
All righty.
We can buy lots of boughs of holly with that money.
You could deck the entire hall, nice. Probably. I don't know what the holly price is in 2025.
Yeah, I don't either. Do they sell it by the yard?
You know, inflation.
The pound? Like, how do they sell holly? All right, Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. Remember, if you tie, that is a loss for you. Question number one, Simon Cowell's new boy band is already in legal trouble over their name. The group is called December 10, and there is a Scottish metal band of the same name. This isn't Cowell's first reality TV boy band. He formed a pretty successful one in the past. What was their name?
One Direction?
Ben and Jerry's has announced the release of a new limited batch flavor, Mint Wonderland. Minter Wonderland, excuse me.
It's a pun.
I see that. It's made with chocolate, mint ice cream, marshmallow swirls, and chocolate swirls. One of Ben and Jerry's most popular flavors is named after a member of the Grateful Dead. Name the flavor.
Jerry Garcia.
Question number three. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was almost named Rollo, Reginald, and Romeo before they came up with Rudolph. Finish the lyric to this song.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
Rob Reiner reportedly told someone at the Christmas party he attended the night before his death that he was afraid of his son Nick. Which celebrity's Christmas party were Rob and his family at the night before?
Conan O'Brien, I think.
And question number five, a gingerbread version of the McAllister house from Home Alone just broke the Guinness World Record for the largest gingerbread house. Macaulay Culkin is married to Brenda Song. She rose to fame playing the spoiled heiress London Tipton on which hit Disney show?
The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Did you give her two?
I did not.
Yeah.
I don't think she
got that. She wasn't using her listening ears.
Yeah, I don't think she got it right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Oh, no. What did I miss?
Don't say anything. Shh. Don't want to give Kennedy a chance. You could still win this. Tasha got 4 out of 5.
Oh, man.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line. Simon Cowell's new boy band is already in legal trouble over their name. The group is called December 10, and apparently there is a Scottish metal band of the same name. I think they should throw down in a battle of the bands on Sunday at the park.
Bunch of metal dudes in kilts. I don't think the boy band wants that.
This isn't Cowell's first reality TV boy band. He formed a pretty successful one in the past. What are they called?
One Direction.
Tied at one. Ben and Jerry's has announced the release of a new limited batch flavor, Minter Wonderland. It's made with chocolate mint ice cream, marshmallow swirls, and chocolate swirls. One of Ben and Jerry's most popular flavors is named after a member of the Grateful Dead. What is it called?
Cherry Garcia.
Cherry Garcia, yes. You named the member of the band Jerry Garcia.
I knew that. Oh, my gosh.
Question number three. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was almost named Rollo, Reginald, and Romeo before they settled on Rudolph. Finish the lyric, Kennedy, to this song.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows
like a light bulb.
3-2. Rob Reiner reportedly told someone at the Christmas party he attended the night before his death that he was afraid of his son, Nick. Which celebrity's Christmas party were they attending?
Conan O'Brien.
4-3. Question number five. A gingerbread version of the McAllister home from Home Alone just broke the Guinness World Record for the largest gingerbread house. Macaulay Culkin is married to Brenda Song. She rose to fame playing spoiled hotel heiress London Tipton on which hit Disney show?
The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Nuh-uh. Yeah.
Oh. Is that the only one you know?
That's the only one that had a hotel term in it.
5-4 is the final score.
But
Kennedy
yes.
gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's wild.
I knew that answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
By the way, did you see the photo?
It would have been a tie anyways.
Did you see the photo that was trending yesterday with Macaulay Culkin and the Wet Bandits, them sitting around a table for the holidays.
That's awesome.
No, it was fake. It was AI. Awesome.
Of course, it's always
like
AI.
Everybody was loving it because, oh my God, they're together. Look at them.
Oh,
they've aged
Reed,
so well.
Reed.
But it was AI. All right, Tasha, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tasha from Littleton, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, ask me anything. It's the K&K AMA.
Yeah, if you've never heard of an AMA before, it means ask me anything. 617-655-1234. Something happened on the show. You're like, wait, what was that? Did I miss that? Listen, we understand you have lives. We're the only ones to listen to this show from front to back every day. Everybody else, you come in for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or maybe an hour if we're lucky.
You leave in June, you don't come back till August.
We get
it. It's rude.
Life happens.
How dare you?
Gabby is from Worcester. What's your question for our AMA today?
So I was wondering, why is Carson such a troublemaker all the time? And also, did you ever put those lights up for Lana?
I am also wondering why Carson is such a troublemaker all the time.
To quote Lady Gaga, he was born that way.
I was.
Stealing Doritos.
Yeah. So I will say this. I am a man and I make my own decisions. So I take full responsibility for my troublemaking ways. But it definitely, there's two things that influenced me. And that's obviously my mother. One of my favorite stories about how I was raised, we lived in a building at this time. We lived on like the 13th floor of this building. We get into the elevator and I'm like, Mom, hurry up. I got to pee. And at that point, my mom pushes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. That's me today. I am the exact same person. And also because I loved the people on the radio that were always causing havoc. I loved that. Howard Stern, there was people on the radio where I grew up. They were always having fun, prank phone calls, all of that. And also that was what raised me. So it's definitely a big part of it goes to Carol and the people that I used to listen to on the radio. And I was only kidding. We didn't live on the 13th floor. They didn't have 13th floors in buildings. Let's see. Katie from Worcester. Good morning.
Good morning.
AMA, what you got?
I'm just wondering if there are any updates on your camping chairs.
Oh, that's a great question. That is, you know.
To Coaches and Timberlake. They're gone. Baby girl, they're gone. Gone.
I'm going to be at the TD Garden on Saturday night for the Bruins game. Maybe I'll ask around. Maybe they'll let me check in Marshawn's old locker to see if they're stuffed away somewhere.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, Carson got his camping chair stolen by Brad Marchand on a camping trip and never returned.
How I ended up on a camping trip with Brad Marchand was just happenstance. I don't know him. He doesn't know me.
It was a big group.
It was a big group of Charlestown dads. He happens to live in Charlestown. And when Barrett and I left, much like we do in my family, we forget things. And he was nice enough to bring them back to Charlestown, said he was going to drop them off at my house. And then he got traded to Miami. And they are probably in a storage container somewhere down on South Beach. So there you go. That is what is the latest on those. Liz from Bellingham, what's your question for our AMA?
Hi. I was just wondering what your top strategies for ADHD are.
Who, me?
So Kennedy. Yes.
That's a good one. I like this.
Okay. For anything specific? Or just in life?
I'm a fellow late diagnosed woman, and it's one of those, like, I'm always working on it, and I'm curious where you're at.
Yeah. I gamify pretty much everything. Like, I have to treat myself almost like a toddler sometimes in that when I get home. And mine is compounded with my bipolar because that makes it really hard for me to do stuff. Sometimes I can't leave the house. It's hard. Mm. But so I gamify stuff. Like, I'll say, you may watch RuPaul's Drag Race until the first commercial break. And then you will do a load of laundry. And then you may watch the rest of RuPaul's Drag Race. And that's sort of what I do to keep me on task. I also write notes to myself, but I only use one book that stays at home. Because if you start writing in other things, then you'll just, all you'll have is notes of things you're never going to do. It's like the saved thing in your Instagram. You're never going to watch them again. You think you're doing something, right? But all you're doing is making more pressure for yourself. So I have one book. It lives at home to keep my notes of like things I need to do today. And as I cross them out, it helps me out a lot.
That's awesome.
And take your meds. That's really all I can say.
Yeah. Good advice.
At this particular juncture, those are my top five or three.
Top two, whichever they were. Those are top.
Thank you, friend.
Well, that's a great question. Thank you, Liz. And thanks for being so open about it, Kennedy.
Sure, man. I mean, if I'm not, you'll all think I'm just crazy in general instead of having reasons as to why.
Get off me!
Get off me!
Lauren from Winchester, AMA, what you got?
I have been curious for a while whether or not you guys would listen to the music that you play if you didn't work for the station.
Yes, for so me, like, absolutely. Yeah. I grew up on pop music. I listened to a little bit more like indie rock stuff, you know, on my because we're here all the time listening. But I love pop music. Mm-hmm. I've always loved pop music. Mm-hmm. When I was a club DJ, I played pop music. I love hip hop. But yeah, I would listen to a lot of this music.
I don't, to be frank, I don't listen to a whole lot of music in my car because I feel like when I leave here, I don't want to. Like I need something else. I listen to a lot of books on tape. And I listen to some podcasts, but I listen to a lot of books on tape. And then if I do listen to music, it's just all 80s music, and that's on that.
Mm-hmm. Can I be honest?
Yeah, be honest, Dan.
No.
Yeah, be honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
I did not listen to this radio station before I started working here.
Dan thought he was going to work for the sports station, I think.
I was at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Like, hey, there's an internship open at Carson and Kennedy. I said, who the hell's that? Sure. They said, they work at Mix 104.1. I said, it's on a radio station. I will go there. And then I have learned to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But would I be listening to Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber in my spare time outside of this? Probably not.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter.
So that was actually, I got it wrong then in my head because I thought Dan for sure would have been the one that listens to the most.
Yeah.
I mean, it grows on you from being here.
Mm-hmm.
But before I came here, was I
but
doing?
I know you like to point out a banger.
I can't acknowledge when a banger is being played. Absolutely.
All right.
It's usually when we're playing some older stuff. Those are the bangers.
Real quick, one more. John and Kate from Essex. What do you have for the AMA?
Yeah, this is a question for Dan. Dan, since it's been revealed you like anime, what's your favorite anime?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I'll be quick.
Thank you, John.
I got into it with Dragon Ball Z when I was a kid, watching Goku fight Frieza after school.
Okay.
And then I kind of fell off for years. And then as an adult, I kind of picked it back up because it was all over Netflix.
Right.
And some of my favorites are like Attack on Titan, Naruto, Bleach, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Death
Note.
What's
the new one? Isn't there a new one out there that you were watching that's on the Netflix?
I watch them all the time, and Kaylee makes fun of me.
Oh.
Demon Slayer, My Hero Academia, etc.
It's the K&K AMA.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Carson and Kennedy, ask me anything. It's the K&K AMA.
(617) 655-1234 The Carson and Kennedy, ask me anything. You can call, you can text. Again, anything goes. Something has happened on the show, or you just have a question about something in life and you want to get our perspective on it. Shannon is from Boston. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question for the AMA this morning?
Okay, on the intro to the Dirty on the 30, it says she's got the something 24/7.
Oh, hold on, I'll pull it up. I got it. I'll play it.
She's got the Hollywood hookup gossiping 24/7.
Did you hear it there?
The Hollywood hookup gossip in 24/7.
I think gossip. It's
gossiping in 20. Yeah. Gossiping 24/7. I think is what it says, not gossip.
She's got the Hollywood hookup gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah, I think it's gossiping is what it is.
Okay, I had no idea.
Neither did we. Apparently.
Thank you.
Could you imagine you're driving in your car every day? You hear that every day, every day. And you're like, what is it they're saying there? That's funny. Thank you for that. Benjamin is from Haverhill. What is your question for the AMA this morning?
I got to know. Aliens. Is the comet aliens?
No.
Yes.
The comet is not aliens. Do I think aliens exist in the universe? Yes.
Yes. I think we all believe in aliens.
I just hope they're telling us to shut up after being on the radio for so long, for like 100 years. They're like, quiet down. We're trying to sleep out here.
Oh, maybe. You know, maybe. If they accidentally got on our frequency. Sorry, aliens.
Yes, we'd like to apologize to all alien life forms. Sorry.
I think the aliens would find us charming.
Ashley is from Wakefield. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
AMA, what you got?
My question is, what was Carson's family secret a few years ago, but you could only find out if he falls into the show?
I remember what it was. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Should I say it?
Did it happen?
No.
Then I wouldn't.
Okay.
It's been years.
It's not his story to tell. It's not. If you will hold until we go to the next song, I will come back on hold and tell you off the air.
Yes, please.
Okay, hang on. I'll throw you on hold. I can't tell yet. I don't know what to say.
It's not your story.
Becca is from Reading. What's up, Becca?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a two-part question, if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, so my question, the first part is, how do you guys come up with your pop culture questions for Can't Beat Kennedy? And do you still think all the time about the guy who cheated on the Michael B. Jordan question from a few months ago? Because I haven't let it go.
Well, Kennedy writes all the questions.
Just enough. Seriously. Daniel, the floor is yours.
All right, to answer your first question, me. I sit down and write 3 trivia games a day. I write 75 questions a week. There is no team. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
There's your answer.
Oh, my gosh.
And the second question.
I don't know that.
Can you
tell me?
Specifically, I don't think about, but the people do cheat regularly, and it's frustrating, but it's also hard for us because we can't see them and we don't have concrete proof that they're doing it.
It really gets under Dan's skin if they're cheating.
It's just like
you should get under yours too.
Like you can, like you don't know for sure, which is
right.
The hard part.
Yes,
but you feel like you can feel.
So apparent. Yeah. It was so apparent.
Yeah, especially was that the one where you could hear them typing?
No, that was a different one.
No, it was who's in the movie. It was I forget the name of the movie.
Sinners.
It was about to come out, and he was just silent, like right. so silent. And you could tell it wasn't a thinking about the answer silent.
Right. Yeah.
And then I think someone did say something at the end. Just like, come
we
on,
allude
guy.
To it when it seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, we try and move people along so that they can cheat.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. but the, again, it's hard.
Yeah.
We're in a weird position live on the radio.
Yeah.
Of we don't want to accuse you of cheating if you're not cheating because right. we love you guys.
Well, you move me along, you could move them along.
Ever since we upped the dollar value of CBK, it's yeah. been more apparent
yeah,
as well.
And all I right. hate that.
All right, was there a two-parter to that?
That was both.
That was both of them. That was both of them.
I'm still bitter, and I just wanted to know if you guys.
I love that about you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
Ashley from Lynn, what is your question for the AMA?
What's up?
Oh, I like that. We should bring that back.
1999, what's that?
Oh, my God, I can't.
Okay, so I've been trying to figure out why I can't beat you on Can't Beat Kennedy. Is there a secret behind your winning ways that sure. we are all missing?
Sure. Wake up every morning at 3, get into work by 4:15. And while you're here, read about 20 different web pages and maybe about 100 pages of prep and have the notifications on your phone from like People Magazine, Entertainment Weekly and whatnot. So it pops up. Get to know Dan so you can kind of get in his head and understand how he writes questions a little bit. And then here you go.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
That's all you got to do.
I think that's it. I think this time is going to be a charm for me. I'm going to hang up and try to call.
That's my girl. Let's get into it.
All right, we'll talk to you in 2 minutes.
I love it.
Al, real quick, not necessarily a question for the AMA, but just wants to say something to you, Kennedy. What's up, Al?
Kennedy.
Hey.
I'm really glad that you said you were bipolar because I am, and I always blame myself. I think it was my fault.
Absolutely not, sir. It is not. And don't get me wrong. Just because we live with certain things... First of all, you're not bipolar. You live with bipolar disorder. You are a human being. Secondly, the things that happen to us and around us can certainly change our behavior from time to time, but it's also important to be responsible for your behavior as well. Like, if I'm having a day, I try and tell the boys I'm having a day so that they know and understand why I'm crying mm-hmm. in the bathroom. And but it's not you, my guy. It's just part of who you are. Your brain just works differently than other people, and that's okay. And that's okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Carson and Kennedy, ask me anything. It's a KK AMA.
All right, let's
go. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Danielle from Wakefield.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. There she goes, Miss America. That's probably before your time. Do you remember that?
No, I remember that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was, what, yeah, you remember too, didn't
mm-hmm.
yeah. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. She is over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. 20 years ago today in 2005, Deal or No Deal premiered on NBC. Who was the host?
Howie Mandel.
Lord has some advice for her fans. She says, and I quote, "Swim naked, have crazy sex, do drugs, dance, do it all, stay alive." What is the name of Lord's biggest hit? It spent 9 weeks at number one.
Oh. I don't know it.
Question number three. David Harbour from Stranger Things was involved in a weird incident at a bar where he stole a guy's hat, then got emotional about it, and then kneeled down to pray. Tequila is a hell of a drug, Dan. In Stranger Things Season 4, David Harbour's character Hopper spent most of the season locked in a foreign prison in which country?
Ooh, Russia.
Christmas is now less than a week away and the popular Christmas movie franchise, The Santa Claus, why does Tim Allen's character, Scott Calvin, have to become Santa?
Oh. No, I don't have it.
And question number five, Wiz Khalifa is facing a 9-month prison sentence in Romania for lighting up a joint during his performance at a festival there. Wiz Khalifa featured on which Maroon 5 song from 2012? Whew, that's a deep pull.
Ooh,
that's a great tune.
Maroon 5?
Yeah, which song of theirs?
Oh, I don't know that either.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Danielle, I understand you work at MIT.
I do.
Are you a janitor who secretly solves the equations at night?
I am not. I am not. So that's a lot. Cool. It would have been cool. Would have been a good story.
Well, yeah, I should make it a movie or something.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Danielle getting 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are difficult. Are you prepared?
I am.
You have your pen?
Mm-hmm.
Your paper?
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago today in 2005, Deal or No Deal premiered on NBC. Who was the host?
Howie Mandel.
Tied at 1. Lorde has some advice for her fans. She says, and I quote, swim naked, have crazy sex, do drugs, dance, do it all, stay alive.
Okay.
Why does that only have to be for her fans? Why is she gatekeeping? What is the name of Lorde's biggest hit? It spent 9 weeks at number 1.
Royals.
Royals. 2 to 1. David Harbour from Stranger Things was involved in a weird incident at a bar where he stole a guy's hat, then got emotional about it and kneeled down to pray. In Stranger Things Season 4, David Harbour's character Hopper spent most of the time locked in a foreign prison in which country?
Russia.
In the gulag.
The Russians and the peanut butter.
Maybe it was the Russian vodka that got him in at that bar, Dan. 3 to 2, question number 4. Christmas is now less than a week away. I don't know if you've heard. In the popular Christmas movie franchise, The Santa Claus, Tim Allen's character, Scott Calvin, has to become Santa. Why?
Because the other Santa died on his roof?
I mean, that's pretty... Yeah. He accidentally causes the original Santa to fall off his roof. I'll accept it.
Yeah, does that Santa die? They're very vague, but he disappears. He falls off a roof and then just disappears. Then he has to become Santa. It feels like a Santa murder.
Well, maybe Santa gets to go to, like, Santa retirement camp.
He went to live on a farm in the countryside with the other Santa so he can run free.
Correct.
Yeah.
With the reindeer.
And then Tim Allen has to be Santa.
Huh. Never thought about
that. Because he defeated Santa in Trial by Combat.
4 to 2, question number 5.
It's a different movie entirely.
Wiz Khalifa is facing a 9-month prison sentence in Romania for lighting up a joint during a performance at a festival. Wiz Khalifa features on which Maroon 5 song from 2012?
I don't know.
Everybody thinks Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth in that song, but he was on Payphone
for
Maroon 5.
Learn something new.
4 to 2. That is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters and their 100-year tour coming to the TD Garden December 26th. For tickets, go to harlemglobetrotters.com/New England.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, and obviously we're thinking about all of you over at MIT. It's been a tough couple of days for you guys, I'm sure.
Very sad, very scary.
For sure. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Danielle from Wakefield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right. Sorry, I lost my notes here. Stand by. Kebby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Katie from Danvers.
Hello, Katie.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Katie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is a big one, Katie. There is $1,000 on the line this morning for Campy Kennedy. This is the last chance of the year to get it in for the budget.
Mm-hmm. Take Sal's money.
Yes, yes. All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Kevin and the Wet Bandits from this holiday classic were trending yesterday because there was a photo of them all together. Turns out it was not real. It was AI. Name the movie those characters are from.
Home Alone.
Question number two. This singer has been officially pardoned by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee for past robbery and drug felonies. The governor called his journey a redemptive, powerful story. Who is he?
Jelly Roll?
Question number three. This former SNL cast member announced he's a new dad, and he once dated Ariana Grande. Who is he?
Pete Davidson.
Question number four. This actor has been confirmed for Avengers Doomsday, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his character's real name in the movie is Steve Rogers. Who is the actor?
Oh, it's the guy from Massachusetts.
Need an answer.
Oh, shoot. I'm drawing a blank on his last name.
Okay. Question number five, sad news out of Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. Former NASCAR champion Greg Biffle, his wife, and their kids were killed in a plane crash. I was actually texting with my sister-in-law about this yesterday because they live in the town where all the drivers live.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually saw them and the entire family out at dinner like three nights ago. Just a really sad story for NASCAR. All right, here's the question for you. What does NASCAR stand for?
Hmm. National Automobile.
No.
I have no idea. No.
Somebody trying to help you there? Somebody trying to help you in the background, it sounded like?
No, it's just me in the car.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Why is that not working? Let's try that.
Kennedy!
Dan, I didn't give you the questions. Final Campy Kennedy of the year. How did you do?
I got 4 out of 5.
You got 4 out of 5?
Yeah.
All right. So which one did you miss? The last one?
The last one.
Okay. Interesting. Katie got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
You're playing against Katie and Dan. How about that?
Well, I didn't help her, so you're not really.
Yeah. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kevin and the Wet Bandits from this holiday classic were trending yesterday because there was a photo of them all together. It was adorable. I don't know if you saw the photo or not. Unfortunately, it was AI, though. It was not real. Name the movie.
Home Alone.
Tied at 1, question number 2. This singer has been officially pardoned by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee for past robbery and drug felonies. The governor called his journey redemptive and a powerful story. Who is he?
Jelly Roll.
Yes, of course. Tied at 2, question number 3. This former SNL cast member announced that he is a new dad. You know, he once dated Ariana Grande, too.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Pete Davidson.
He's dated a lot of famous women over the years,
sure
huh?
Has.
Sure has.
Just to show you, humor goes a long way.
And other attributes. Tied at 3, question number 4.
Not really, Carson. Charlotte, just telling you. You can think it.
This actor has been confirmed for Avengers Doomsday. His character's real name in the movie is Steve Rogers. What is the actor's name?
Chris Evans.
It is Chris Evans, yes. Mm-hmm.
So many Chris's to choose from.
I know, there really and truly are. It's really not fair.
So we have 4-3. Question number 5. Sad news out of Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. Former NASCAR champ Greg Biffle, his wife, and their kids were killed in a plane crash. I don't know if you caught this story or not. They had just taken off, I guess, so the plane was full of fuel, and they had an accident, tried to land it, and they all died. Just sad, sad stuff. Kennedy, can you tell me, what does NASCAR stand for, actually?
National Association of Stock Car Racing.
Oh, so close. Auto racing.
Dang it.
Yes, the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing is the correct answer. And let me tell you, that man and his family, they did so much for the after the hurricane hit there. he would, you know, he had stopped racing years ago. Mm-hmm. He would use his helicopter and his plane to help deliver supplies. Yeah. He was just a beloved member of that NASCAR community. Just sad news yesterday. All right. Well, Katie, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win, which means you don't get the $1,000. Kennedy, nice work.
Thank you.
Katie, we tried. We tried to give you the money today. You were so close, so close. Well, we hope you have a great holiday. Well, and thank you for listening, too. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Katie from Danvers, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.